our tech guy here at FabFM, Richard Pascoe, joins us now. And Richard, getting health advice from Facebook? I mean, I get advice from a doctor, but Facebook?
People should do what I do. Go up into the top right-hand corner of that post, and there is a kind of like an unfollow that. And, or I don't want to see things from that, because a lot of the times, you know, it's, and I've got to say, especially with food and nutrition, you know what it's like, Paul, we get so much advice thrown at us that sometimes we'll get that miracle thing suddenly appears on something like Facebook, and we think that's the be-all and end-all. So that's why I thought I'd bring this up to go along and say, you know, hey, you know, get your health advice from things like your doctor. There are some very good reputable government websites that are run by medical practitioners as well. Get it from proper people, not from Facebook, Paul.
I can't believe people would accept medical advice on the internet at all. I mean, I would want to face a real medical practitioner and for them to examine me. How can you be examined online, so to speak?
I've got a friend who has recovered from cancer, and I was talking to him, and he said the amount of people that sent him articles from Facebook about how to cure cancer was staggering.
Oh dear!
It's honestly from very, very weird things that you know that they'd suddenly found. Go to your doctor. Go to the government website, you know, out there about which offers you great medical advice on there. But please, you know, don't go taking medical advice from Facebook. They're not very good at doing this.
Good. Well, backing up your computer is not that hard with Windows 10. So, and this is something people don't do they? Doing backup. They kind of go along, I'll do it next week, but they don't get around to it.
They don't, and it becomes all too hard for them, Paul. So what happens is that when the disaster strikes, and I've actually just got off the phone from a woman then who I've got to go and see next week.
Is her name Carol?
No, her name was Andrea.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah. I've got a couple of clients named Carol. Got to say that.
Okay. But they're not your girlfriends.
They're not my girl, and I don't have any friends named Alice either.
Okay.
Yes, we just thought we'd slide that one back in there. There was a joke there, and we'll leave that one alone as well.
Yes, please.
But Windows 10 has OneDrive built into it. Now, OneDrive can go along and back up all your stuff for you as well. If you're on Office 365, they give you a terabyte of storage. Now, Office 365...
Hang on. Isn't that Bet 365?
No, yeah.
There
is Bet 365. But Microsoft have got Office 365, the subscription-based version of Office.
Okay.
Which for I've got to say, for around about $120 a year, they keep constantly updated for you, which, as I've got to say, is a really, really good thing to go along and do.
Mm.
It's far cheaper to subscribe to Office than it is to actually go out and buy it. If you wanted to buy the full version of Office, it's nearly $500 now. But, you know, and in 3 years' time, you're going to say, I want the new version as well. But it comes with 1 terabyte of storage, Paul.
Okay.
Now, when you set up OneDrive on your computer, and I'll put links up on my website to explain how to do it, go along and do this as well, it will back up everything on your desktop. It will back up all your documents. It will back up all your pictures, all straight to the internet. Now, it means that when you add a program, where you add a file into your computer, it uploads it to the internet. If you change it or delete it, it changes up there as well. Really, really good thing. It's a set and forget, Paul, and backup should be easy.
Mm.
That's why I'm going to keep encouraging people to use the cloud. Mm. One of the really good things in there, Paul, as well, you can share folders with people as well. Now, what happens is I share a folder with my accountant. So when she goes along and needs me to sign some paperwork, she puts it into this folder on OneDrive, which she has on her computer. I get a notification back that she has gone along and added it in. I can do what I have to that document, put it back, and we don't have to email to each other, which is a really good thing. Now, you know when you and Marion go away on holidays, Paul, and you take hundreds and hundreds of photos?
Yes, we do.
Which you do. and you meet somebody, let's say like me when you're away, and I say, Paul, wouldn't it be lovely if you sent me all those hundreds of photos? And you get home and you say to Marion, God, how are we going to send Richard all of those photos?
Hey, Marion, so how the hell are we going to send Richard all those bloody photos?
It's annoying, isn't it?
It's bloody annoying.
It's bloody annoying to people, you know, out there. So what you can go along and do is, because people try and email them, never works. And you'd sit there for days trying to email all of these photos
yes,
out there.
I know.
You can try and text message the photos. Please, for the love of God, don't do that. Use OneDrive, set up a folder in there, put all those photos in that folder, and you just send them a link to that folder. They can download them. Makes it so much easier, Paul.
Yes.
It really is. It's one of the, I've got to say, it's one of the great tips, and it gets that person off your back as well, because Richard, lovely bloke, he really wanted those photos, but let's get him off your back.
Hang on, what did you just say then? Because on the line you went,
oh, dear. So it's a good idea to go along and do this to get Richard off your back and send him all those photos. Makes it easier to do it.
There you go. Now, Office 365 is not Bet 365, but Office 365, can I get a bet on Winx?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind.
Are you going to make any, are you going to make any money off of Winx?
Well, actually, I've got to say, I have made some money out of Winx, because sometimes the little betting thing that I'm in, you know, that I have on my phone, sometimes they gave us 2-1 Winx, so I took that one.
Wow.
That was a gift. So
that,
I just,
that was a gift.
Well, I just said they could keep my $50 for a few minutes, and then they pay me back $100. So that was good. But I'm not encouraging gambling of any sort to anybody out there. Okay.
No, no, gamble responsibly, people.
Exactly. Yes. We're talking to Richard Pascoe, our tech guy here on Fab FM. What is a VPN?
So a VPN, and I get kept asked this question all the time. So there's lots of ads on things like Foxtel for a VPN that'll tell you it'll keep you secure and nobody be able to see what you do. Think of a VPN as a secret tunnel between two parts of the web. So in the same way that nothing on the outside could see what you're doing in a secret tunnel under a mountain, nobody on the web can see what's happening in your private VPN tunnel. So if I was connecting to a VPN talking to you right now, nobody will be able to see what you and I are talking about.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Right. So, yep. And I think the federal government should learn about these sort of things as well. So it's a connection method that does bring a couple of security benefits. So if you're in business and you want to connect to a public connection, you know, when you go to a hotel, Paul, or the airport, you might use the internet in a library, and you might want to do something where you have to put your usernames and your passwords in there. That's where people go along and use a VPN. So nobody else can see that username or password. It can be stored on a browser, a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or a router. Now, who needs a VPN? I've got to say that most people don't need to use a VPN at all. Use a bit of common sense out there. VPNs are being used to hide what you're doing, just what we said then. But there's a couple of ads on TV saying it'll protect you from viruses and malware and keep you more secure. You know, it won't protect you from viruses and malware at all, Paul, because if you do the wrong thing, you'll still get infected when you go along and do that. So you'll still pick up viruses. You'll still pick up malware.
Okay.
VPNs, some people want to use them sometimes to go along, say, grab content, or I've got to say, we'll go along and try and circumvent Netflix as well. So they want to log on to Netflix in America, not Netflix in Australia, and try and circumvent that. Got to say, Netflix are very, very smart about that, and they're knocking people off at an enormous rate who are trying to circumvent that. So if you sign up for a VPN, I would say don't, you know, just for that, just to go along and grab Netflix in America. Just be aware in the back of your mind, you might do your dough when you do that.
Okay. We have an issue with Google Maps.
I thought this was one of the funniest stories, and I'll give you another funny story after this. One of the funniest stories I've ever heard in my life. So a school in England, the Hornsey School and Language College in East Yorkshire, suddenly appeared on Google Maps as this Hornsey prison and hell on earth. Right. What happened was one of the students there submitted the name change to Google and it got accepted on there as well.
Oh, dear.
So one of the kids on there, got to give the kid 10 out of 10, whoever did it. They changed it all back. But place names can be suggested to Google by anyone, verified by the business owner to ensure they're the only ones that can edit them. Yep, Google made a mistake on this.
Right.
They did change back. But, you know, well done to that kid for doing that. I've got to say.
Yeah, well, you know, he'd be a hero, wouldn't he, amongst the other students?
Oh, he would be. People running around high-fiving him and things like that. And well done. You know, creative, Hornsey Prison and Hell on Earth. One of the best stories I reckon I've heard this year.
That is good. And you had another story that was funny?
I do, Paul. So, you know, you and I have talked about cryptocurrencies before.
Right.
About various things. So cryptocurrencies out there, it's all done with computers. And you don't actually have any money, but it's always worth some money when you have cryptocurrency. So you might end up holding $10,000-$20,000 in cryptocurrency that you might have bought, and people speculate on it whether it's going to go up. Now, there is a crypto exchange called Quadrica. Lots of cryptocurrency exchanges around the world. So this Quadrica was based in Canada. Gerard Cotton was the owner of cryptocurrency, Quadrica, over there. Now, what happened was, poor old Gerard died in India about a month ago.
Oh.
It's a shame that he died, right? But they were holding, Quadrica was holding $262 million for their clients in it.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, when Gerard died, he had the only password to go along and open up the $262 million. So all of those people have actually lost all of their money.
Oh,
out there.
See, I'm worried about that crypto money. I noticed a business in McRossan Street here in Port Douglas that accepts cryptocurrency. And to me, it's not real. I mean, money is money, and these things are just floating around in cyberspace. It's always a bit of a worry.
It is. So poor old Gerard, he was the only one who had the password, died in India. His wife has gone along and said he actually left behind no business records. If you're in business, you might need to have some business records, Paul, and you might need to have gone along and stored that password out somewhere. So
Absolutely. Nobody
can get it back. People have done $262 million. It's one of the dangers of cryptocurrency out there. So if you're asked to invest in these sort of things, make sure you put all your ducks in a row and get some information before you do it. Because I honestly think that we've seen Bitcoin drop this year. It's a bit of a danger to be investing in this at the moment.
I agree thoroughly. So what's the website people can get you at?
Head over to talktech.com.au. Paul, just quickly before we go,
yep.
I've had a couple of emails from people around. They're getting an email at the moment that Google Plus is going away. Now, can I just say to people, Google Plus was a social network service that Google started, never ever worked, but people think it's their Gmail account is going away as well. It's got nothing to do with your Gmail account. Your Gmail account is fine.
Good. Well, I'm so glad that's the case because we've got a Gmail account.
Exactly right. So we don't want that going away. So, just thought I'd quickly bring that up for the listeners.
Good on you, mate. We'll see you next Friday.
Look forward to it, Paul.